There's a concept Rav Chalab speaks about, which really I wouldn't touch. However, being that I had the good fortune that when I was in high school, Rabbi Feuer, our 11th grade Rebbe, spoke about this concept, and it forever changed my perception, my understanding of the Seder night. So I'm going to share it with you, not because I understand it, but because even without understanding it, just hearing the concept opens up a world. We speak in the Manishtana about this night. We say Manishtana halayla hazeh. And the question is that layla, night, is usually referred to in the feminine. And day is referred to in the masculine. That's a rule of grammar. Layla is feminine. And day is masculine. However, on the night of Pesach, we refer to the night in the masculine. So there is a concept that in the time of redemption, the night will become like day. And there is the concept that the night of the Seder is a minuscule revelation of the night that's yet to come. And that's why on the night of the Seder we can say Hallel, even though ordinarily we don't say Hallel at night. But we view the night of the Seder as a day. We don't view it as night. So this is the concept, the idea that the night of the Seder and the night of redemption is referred to in the masculine, and that that night has characteristics of the day. Now Rav Chalab goes into this concept. He says like this, we speak about the night and the feminine because at night, the one who's in charge of the night, the Pasuk says, is the moon. We speak about the day in the masculine because the one in charge of the day, so to speak, is the sun. And sun affects the moon. The moon reflects the light of the sun. And so Chazal would describe to us masculine and feminine as the one who, so to speak, gives the seed and the one who develops the seed. The masculine, the male responsibility to initiate or to give the seed, and the female responsibility to take that seed and develop it into a whole human being. And so in that sense, the female is described as reflecting or developing what the male throws at her. And so the sun throws its rays at the moon, and the moon then reflects them and gives light to us at night. And so that's why the moon and the night are referred to in feminine, and the sun and the day are referred to in masculine. However, says Rav Chalab, in the future, so then we, the Jewish people, who are compared to the moon, well, the moon will have its own light. There is a future time that's described when the moon will not be diminished. The moon was diminished in the beginning of creation, and that reflects a certain status in creation. However, there's going to be a time where the moon will have its own strength, it will give its own light, as the Pasuk describes. And the redemption from Egypt is the root of all future redemptions. That's where the sparks of the future redemptions were lit. And so that's why on this night, we speak about the night as being like day. We call it Halayla Hazeh, this night, because this night really is a night which is the source of the future illumination, where the night will shine like the day. And that's the Halayla Hazeh in the masculine form. If we want to take this to another level, so Chazal speak, or another application, Chazal speak about night being the time where it's hard to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, and day being the time where it's easier to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Day represents Geula, night represents Galut. And so in Yetziat Mitzrayim, we were able to see the hand of Hashem, and that illuminates the night. It illuminates the time where you feel like I don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam in my life. So that, if you want to take this again to a level of a philosophical level, so that's another application of the concept we're seeing here.